Hi, this is Tiffany DeLass.
And Mary Jane.
And we're at the Wave House in San Diego with...
I'm Ryan. I play the Fool.
And I'm John. And I play the Guardian.
All I do is lie by the ocean side. Why do the clouds all turn red just for you? I've never been such a beautiful blues. And step outside your door.
Have your first CDs already out. What would you like to say about that?
Oh, what wouldn't I like to say about that?
Yeah, it came out last Tuesday.
All sorts of things to say about that. It did come out last Tuesday, June 8th. It's called Take a Vacation.
It's called Take a Vacation, and it's a summertime album, so that fits, doesn't it, John?
It does.
We did that on purpose.
Yeah, we recorded it in the fall in beautiful, sunny California. And, we wanted to put it out sooner, but it ended up working out really nice with the nice weather and all, you know?
Summer vacation.
Who saw that coming? Not me.
I read that many of the songs were written in exotic locations. So where was your favorite?
I think all of them, just in general, were great.
I think Africa was my favorite.
Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to go to South Africa for the first time. A few spots in Southeast Asia, like Singapore and Malaysia and the Philippines. And we went to Japan.
Yeah. It was really great. I mean... writing stuff all over the world, it definitely, you know, it just like soaks into you, kind of.
What inspired your song Lie to the Truth?
A bad relationship. Yeah, I was getting screwed around by a girl.
Female
girl. And I mean, it's, I don't know, it's a sad song. It's probably the saddest song on there.
Yeah, I think that was the only one, or one of the only ones I wasn't a part of, and we wrote, it was like one of the last ones.
Yeah, it was barely made. Yeah, barely made it on, but we kind of needed another song, and like Roy Orbison says, love hurts, you know?
And in dreams.
What? Yeah.
Roy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll keep my distance and lie to the truth. I lied to the truth. I'll lie to the truth, 'cause you lied to it too.
All right, well, 'cause your music sort of, it does have like a more retro sound to it. If you guys were to do a time warp, where would you end up and what would you be doing?
I would say, for me personally, probably the late 1800s, you know, just when the Constitution was budding. And
I would like to be the first person to have been around while dinosaurs were still roaming the earth.
Were there people?
No.
No.
That's a common misconception. Well, not even common, it's just completely not true. It was millions of years apart. Yeah, so I'd go back in time.
Well, who knows? Maybe there were humans, but all the dinosaurs ate them and then digested their bones into nothing.
That's probably what happened. All dinosaurs only ate humans. That's why they're all gone.
That's why they're extinct.
But, yeah.
So because the Young Veins is still a pretty new project, and you guys are, I would say you're best known for being ex-Panic at the Disco. Band.
That's really all we're known for at this point.
But I mean, what would you want to be known for besides that?
I hope, you know, over time that it's just the Young Veins, you know. The more and more stuff we do, I think the more albums we put out will you know, that won't be the only thing people can talk about.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, like we were mentioning before, all the places we got to go, it was with that band, and, you know, it was a great experience for us, and it led us to where we are now. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what we're known for as long as what we're doing is important to us.
Well, if you were known for Surfing Swell, what would it be named?
Ooh, man.
Since we're at the beach.
A big surfing thing. What would it be called? A Terminator. I don't know.
I've never been surfing.
No?
No, me neither. People aren't supposed to be in the water.
Sharks are.
Yeah. There's a reason they're there and not us. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about going into the ocean.
I don't know what a surf swell is.
It's like when a bunch of, you know, like a waves, like some, not like a storm, but like when the waves are really good, they call it a swell.
Oh, like it's swell?
No, like it's swelling. Or it's swell, yeah. Surfers say swell a lot, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, that was swell.
Gee.
That's how surfers talk.
Well, we are at the wave house. You guys could try surfing without getting in the ocean.
Oh, man.
We thought about it.
I figured breaking my wrist right as we started a tour would probably not be the best thing I could do.
That's true.
Yeah. But you could break your leg.
A leg would be fine. I could sit down easily.
You could just stand in one spot. With crutches.
Sitting would be easier.
Crutches.
All around.
Yeah. Why don't we sit on the floor tonight?
The Knicks get to sit down, yeah. And why can't I?
Well, we're working twice as hard.
Yeah. Twice as fast.
Yeah.
Well, because we're approaching summer.
Twice as fast, but four times as long.
Sorry.
What was that?
Because we're approaching summer, what is your summer soundtrack?
Ooh, I mean, it's so cliche, but the Beach Boys, I don't know, it's like, they figured it out, like, what a great idea that was to just be the summer band of all time.
I have this weird thing where I like listening to music when it's least appropriate. So
you've been
listening
to Christmas music.
Yeah, I usually listen to the Beach Boys in the dead of winter, and I listen to Christmas music as soon as June comes around.
What's your favorite Christmas album?
My favorite Christmas album probably right now would just be, I don't know, it's more of a compilation, you know. I mean, Frank Sinatra's Christmas album is great. Bing Crosby
is probably my favorite. That's two songs.
We're Alive's Christmas album is amazing. Brenda Lee. Pretty much anything Christmas is all right by me.
What about the Hanson Christmas CD?
I haven't heard it.
That's my favorite.
Is it like from way before or is it recent?
It's from when they were teeny boppers. It's like my guilty pleasure.
I bet that's interesting.
It's good though?
I like it.
All right.
I thought they were good musicians.
You know, we just saw them play on some TV show and they sounded really good.
Yeah. They're all singing.
Fine by me, yeah.
Maybe you guys could release a Christmas album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the works.
Yeah, right. We're thinking about it. I want to be I don't know, I'm sure a band has done it, but first band to do a Halloween album. It's all original Halloween songs.
Oh, that's the thing. I don't think most bands who do like a holiday album, number one, they don't do albums of all originals.
Yeah. No.
So they'd have to do at least...
Maybe an EP
with
like President's Day or like St. Patrick's Day album.
Or what about just an album of all those holidays?
A holiday album. Take a Holiday, we'll call it.
Yeah.
That's copyrighted now, so.
Columbus Day.
Yeah, all right. We'll call it Have a Holiday and be good for the English folks because they call vacations holidays.
Yeah, exactly. Basically any holiday that affords you a day off of school.
Okay, all right. I'm glad we did this now that we've got this idea.
So besides touring, do you guys have any plans for the summer? Vacation plans?
No, I mean, we're kind of on it now.
Yeah.
It's going to be great because we're friends with all these guys. And it's going to be like a boys camp.
Boys
summer
night
camp.
Out camp.
Yeah. Camp out.
Boys night out, camp out.
So I just have three silly questions I always ask everyone. And the first is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Oh, God, we have so many we make up. Me and Nyx made up a gross word the other day. We were talking about the band Phoenix, and then someone said, Phoenix. Phoenix. You know? Like, you can picture what that might be.
Like Phoenix.
Yeah, like a fetus, you know.
Phoenix penis?
Yeah, yeah. Phoenix penis. Exactly. Yeah.
Like the moment you could tell when a fetus is a boy?
Yeah, like, oh man, you just stepped on my Phoenix.
Oh.
What? So like, but, you know, I don't know. That's probably the grossest.
I thought you were going more medical.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah. But it's slang. Med slang. God, I don't know. We make up words all the time. We'll come back to that maybe.
Okay.
What about you?
Mine? Suck a chump.
Suck a chump?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means suck a chump.
Wait, are you saying suck it chump?
No, suck a.
Oh, okay. So use it in a sentence.
Why you gotta be a suck a chump?
Oh, it sounds like a hook of the new R. Kelly song or something.
Yeah.
All right, we're copyrighting that one too.
There you go.
All right, well, what's your drink of choice?
Water. There's nothing in it.
There's nothing in it. Well, that was boring. I don't know.
My favorite vacation drink is a Long Island iced tea.
I get into the pina colada, but you can't drink too many of those because it's like a meal and it's really sweet.
A Long Island iced tea or an Irish car bomb?
Oh, God. No thanks. Jaeger bomb?
I don't even know what an Irish car bomb is.
I do. I've had one before. It's disgusting. You drop like a shot of Bailey's or something into a beer and drink them at the same time. I almost threw up when I had it.
Anything involving chugging beer is always a bad idea because you end up
getting
the burps.
Of thumb. Yeah, the burps. That's a good band name. Bar band, the burps.
Yeah, an Irish bar.
That's also copyright now.
All right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
It's a pain in the ass.
I mean, to each his own. Especially with girls. I feel like a lot of girls wear it when they don't really need to. But some girls really need to. Some guys really need to as well. The guy on Lost, Richard Alpert, looks like he's wearing it.
Oh, yeah.
He's not.
He's not, though. It's his eyes.
It's his real eyes. It's just that dark.
Emo.
Yeah. There you go.
He was born that way.
He was born gothic.
And since we're piratepods.com, could you guys give us your best pirate impression?
Arr. Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's the only pirate.
How about a tooth in me nail comb? There, sir.
I'm going to let him because I can't beat that.
Pirate.
Oh, pirate. I am so bad at impressions.
Yeah. I'm a pirate. Oh.